Essay 52. Seeing People Off. Max Beerholm. I am not good at it. To do it well seems to me one of the most difficult things in the world, and probably seems so to you, too. To see a friend off from Waterloo to Vauxhall were easy enough, but we are never called on to perform that small feat. It is only when a friend is going on a longish journey and will be absent for a longish time that we turn up at the railway station. The dearer the friend, and the longer the journey, and the longer the likely absence, the earlier do we turn up, and the more lamentably do we fail. Our failure is in exact ratio to the seriousness of the occasion, and to the depth of our feeling. In a room or even on a doorstep, we can make the farewell quite worthily. We can express in our faces the genuine sorrow we feel, nor do words fail us. There is no awkwardness or restraint on either side. The thread of our intimacy has not been snapped. The leave-taking is an ideal one. Why not, then, leave the leave-taking at that? Always departing friends implore us not to bother to come to the railway station next morning. Always we are deaf to those entreaties, knowing them to be not quite sincere. The departing friends would think it very odd of us if we took them at their word. Besides, they really do want to see us again, and that wish is heartily reciprocated. We duly turn up, and then, oh then, what a gulf yawns! We stretch our arms vainly across it. We have utterly lost touch. We have nothing at all to say. We gaze at each other as dumb animals gaze at human beings. We make conversation, and such conversation. We know that these friends are the friends from whom we parted overnight. They know that we have not altered. Yet, on the surface, everything is different, and the tension is such that we only long for the guard to blow his whistle and put an end to the farce. On a cold, gray morning of last week, I duly turned up at Euston to see off an old friend who was starting for America. Overnight, we had given him a farewell dinner, in which sadness was well mingled with festivity. Years probably would lapse before his return. Some of us might never see him again. Not ignoring the shadow of the future, we gaily celebrated the past. We were as thankful to have known our guest as we were grieved to lose him, and both these emotions were made manifest. It was a perfect farewell.